brutal, I think we'll describe that as brutal. It's the brand new single from Melanie C, and it's called Going Down. So tell us the story. Did you write the lyrics to
that? I wrote the lyrics to this one, and somebody sparked off quite a bit of emotion in me, so I thought I'd write about them.
Okay, do you divulge any details, or is it...
No, I'll keep that to myself. I'll pretend to be mystique and aloof.
Right, okay.
No, obviously, it's
how long ago did you write this?
I wrote this in Dublin, actually. I don't know if Matt and Beth have done a lot of Spice Girl stuff. Mm.
No, I'm just trying to work out who it is, you see.
It was earlier on in the year.
Right, okay. So it's kind of a message, a loaded message. Because there's a lot of emotion in there when you're performing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, you can be, what do they say, artistic? What do you say when you can, you know, be very...
Nasty?
No, not be nasty, but just be a bit more dramatic than the reality of it all, you know?
Oh no, let's believe that it's a dramatic reality.
Oh, I mean every word of it.
Okay.
Scathing word of it.
Fine. And is this a kind of an indication of the sound of the music to come on the rest of the album?
It's a funny one. You know us Spice Girls, you know what we're like. The album is very, very diverse, but there is quite a lot of rock on there.
Mm. Because Gaga, which isn't on the album, is it? That was on the soundtrack.
Yeah, well, it is on the album.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I really, really did like that a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be on the album. That's one of my favourite tracks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the same kind of vein, isn't it? Quite heavy rock. There's a few like that, but then there's some R&B tracks, and there's some great pop on there as well.
You must be looking forward to performing all this stuff.
I'm so excited. Well, I'm at V99 next week, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah, and that will presumably be fairly terrifying for you.
Yes. I'm having sleepless nights already.
Are you? And where on the bill are you? Sorry, I'm not aware.
I'm on in between the Levellers. I'm after the Levellers and before Supergrass.
Supergrass.
Believe that.
Warm up for Supergrass.
That's cool, doesn't it?
That is not bad. I met a couple of girls outside and they wanted to ask you questions. Elise and Lucy Hockley, and they said, when you're doing the new Spice Girls stuff, the new project, will you be doing it with only half a heart, kind of half-hearted, because this is your main passion at the moment?
No,
and are you doing it kind of out of sense of obligation and money?
Oh my word, money, no.
They said it.
I think money, I'm doing all right, actually, thank you very much. But, no, not at all. You know, Spice Girls, I adore being the Spice Girls. The girls are my best friends in the whole world. We have such good fun, and I'd be a fool not to do it. You know, I'd be missing out big time.
Mm.
So, I'm enjoying every minute of it. But, you know, I love doing my own thing too.
Okay. So who else have you worked with on this album?
Lots and lots of exciting people. I've done some writing with Brian Adams. I've worked with William Orbit, which is very exciting.
What did he do? Which track?
It's a track called Go. It's quite new, actually. It's the last song I wrote. I done that just before I left LA. So we had fun working on that together. And then I've great producers, Rick Rubin.
Yep.
There's a lot of people know, but I'm Maurice DeFries also. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Who else have I worked
with? Did you go after these people in particular? I mean, William Orbit obviously has worked with Madonna, so you were probably thinking,
Well, luckily enough, he approached me, which was very flattering.
Well, must be surprising. Did you find that you sometimes think, I can't believe...
I absolutely can't believe, and you know, it's all through the Spice Girls, you know, because other than that, you know, these people wouldn't know who I was.
Mm.
So, really, really cool people, but I've got some really good people playing on the album as well, because I don't know if you read anything, but I met Steve Jones when I was over in LA from Sex Pistols, and he actually played guitar on the album. And then two of Beck's bands are also playing on some of my tracks. So it's a bit of an all-star cast, and actually an exclusive I'm going to reveal to you today.
Oh, good. Go on, then.
Nobody knows.
Looking for this.
Nobody's picked up. But one of my tracks on the album, I've got Left Eye from TLC rapping on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very good.
And that's great, and she's really cool.
So, did she teach you some nifty moves? Because they are the best dancers.
They are
ever.
So cool, but they are so tiny. You think the Spice Girls are small? You want to see
them? This is you saying that.
I felt like a bouncer. I'm like a giant next to her. I'm not lying. Honestly, she's gorgeous.
Very good. Very good indeed. Mm-hmm. Steve Jones, what was he like?
He's lovely.
Animal?
Well, I think you can. The ears have worn not that well in him, I suppose. That's really cool.
It's baggy around the eye area.
No, but you can see that he's been a wild man, but now he's very calm. He's a very, very nice lad.
Good. All right. Are you enjoying being who you are at the moment? I imagine that you are. The fame that you have, has that affected your family and your friends? What's it like when you go home?
Really cool, actually. I'm going home this weekend. I've not seen them for a while, but every step of the way, they've just been there with me, and they've lived through it with me, so they've just... you know, accepted it, really.
So what will it be like when you're walking through the door? When you're going on Saturday, tomorrow, probably?
Tonight. Your parents? I'll probably stay on my own tonight in my little flat, but, yeah, I'm going for Sunday dinner to my mum's on Sunday.
So would there be lots of relatives there, just like grandparents or anything like
that? Yeah, close family and that, and I'll still be expected to do the washing up.
And do they, you know, will your granny or your mum be going, oh, you know, what was it like? What have you been doing? Do they check on your health?
Well, no, because I see them a lot, because when I was away in America, they come over to visit me, and I'm very close to my family, so it's not like, even though I, you know, I mightn't have seen them for a long time, we're very much in contact.
What kind of memorabilia of yours do they have on the walls?
Oh, all the discs. And
they're all on display.
And awards and things, yeah. It's embarrassing when people come around.
I can imagine the neighbours want to kind of come and have a bit of a nose around.
I don't know. Everyone just accepts it. It's weird.
Yeah. Okay. And you're going to be doing this big Radio 1 gig for us as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Your old mate Supergrass will be there.
Yeah. We'll be buddies by then.
Hopefully. Very good. Very good. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today. Brian Adams, what's he like? In the video, we had a question from Jamie in Cardiff. He said, in the video for When You're Gone with Brian, who's wearing more makeup?
Probably him, actually. He's like, more eyeliner. But he likes a bit of makeup.
Bit of slap. But he's cool, is he? He's all right.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Okay, Melly, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.